Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the.
Things kind of weird. You ever those weird days? Nothing seems to be flowing the way you want it to flow, and you just get distracted. And somebody wrote me a note today, and I have no idea who this person is, and I'm supposed to know who this person is. And it's, how do you write back to somebody that, oh, I don't know who this person is? So, okay, so we'll move on from that. So we're going to talk a little bit about responsibility, personal responsibility, taking responsibility for things in your life. And I was thinking about this in the sense of, okay, what is it all about? How do you manage taking responsibility?
So I'm going to take your calls.
And I think about responsibility, to personal responsibility. I think they want to talk to you more about it than I do, but I have a caller. And then I have some articles. I thought that I get a lot of my articles from WebMD and what's the other place I go to? SpiritualBeliefNet.com and a bunch of whatever I can find articles I think might be interesting or kind of related to spirituality and helping people, inspiring people to do whatever they need to do. Okay, so, but this one is, does hell exist? So what do you think? Does hell exist? That's the
exist. Seven things you do.
What do you want to think? What about heaven? I have some opinions on that, and I'll let Spirit talk about that too. Then 10 everyday moments that bring you inspiration. Because we need to be inspired. Sometimes we need to be inspired to take responsibility and to get things done. And then 10 truths that will change your life. So some interesting articles on various things, but I'm going to take your calls. And I mentioned in the thing I'm doing what I would call soul reading. So what is your soul asking you to do? What is your soul motivating you to do in life? And that's kind of the direction of where that goes. It's not so much
more about how or maybe
tell you to don't do that, don't do that. So that's what it's all about. Okay, so I'll take a call. And then what do you think? Does hell exist? Or what is hell? And if you're in the chat room, like your thoughts, yes or no, about hell. I have my opinions, but we won't get into that. And I'll let Spirit talk about some of that and responsibilities and all that fun stuff. So let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And whom am I speaking to?
My name is Maribel.
Hello.
Hello.
Cut out a lot, and I lose track of people. People seem to go away. So, who am I speaking to?
Maribel.
Maribel, what's going on in Maribel's life? Okay, the question for the day is, and I have an article on this, is do you believe that there's a hell?
Well, my perception of hell is one that's not necessarily, I guess, everyone that will believe it. But I do believe that hell exists, but in the sense that it exists within ourselves, just as heaven exists within ourselves. When we do bad things, the repercussions of going through hell, we tend to experience negative emotions. So something along the lines of that.
I kind of have a tendency to agree with you on that, that hell is not necessarily a literal place somewhere in the mantle of the earth, and you drop down into this place that's really fiery and ugly and so forth. Or some people would describe hell as this, instead of going to heaven, you go to this alternative place in the universe that's just a lousy place to exist. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, everything's a struggle. So what's going on with you today?
Well, right now I'm currently going through debates because I have a scholarship. I have received, but one of the criteria of receiving the scholarship is to, you know, commit to 100 service hours at a nonprofit organization. I had previously done more than 100 hours, but a for-profit organization, that was a problem. I didn't realize until later on when I submitted my hours, I was told it has to be non-profit. So now I'm just wondering, because I've been applying to these nonprofit organizations, but I haven't received word back, and I'm sorry.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes. The answer is you'll get it done. Okay?
Okay.
Let me put this from a
perspective, and this is how I'm hearing it for you. Yeah, the universe is answering you. The universe will take care of you. Okay? You've been asking for it. It will be aligned for you. Just believe it.
Okay.
Sooner versus later. Okay? You gotta keep the ball rolling. You gotta keep moving forward, but doors will open up for you. You've been asking for this, right? You've been asking for help, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, you'll get
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I was wondering though, if you saw any specific place that I should be looking out for.
You cut out again, but that's all right. Just repeat your question.
I'm sorry. I was wondering if any specific place came into mind that I should look out for.
I'm not getting a specific place. For some reason, this is going to sound odd, and it's going to sound like a really evasive answer, but I'm going to give it to you, Annie, because this is what I heard. Where did you apply last?
Last, I applied to a organization with children for autism.
The last place you applied. So let's
not like the last place you'll ever apply, because you could be doing this for days and you go, when is it ever going to happen, right? But all I heard was the last place you apply. Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Okay. All right, definitely.
You're really a patient person, aren't you?
I know.
You're not? You have a very patient energy.
Patience with certain things, not with others.
Yeah, because
deadlines come in.
Yeah, I'm talking about children and things like that, pets and children, and
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yes. Not so much with adults, because adults are crazy anyway, right? Or standing in line at Starbucks is not your favorite thing to do. I can tell.
Definitely not.
You want to get things done, but when it comes to comforting and helping, you can be more patient. So good. So you'll get it.
Yeah. Just
another real quick question, because I need to move on. If you had another quick question.
Okay. Oh,
did you?
Definitely. I have one in regards to relationships. If you saw relationship coming towards.
Career and relationship. So what's the question about a relationship?
You know
what I hear? You want one, but you don't have one. Is that the question? Is that framing it that? And so you're wondering if you'll ever get one.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to give you this answer. I get yes, but you're not ready. Not that you're not physically ready and emotionally, but you got some other things in your life to clear up before a relationship would take hold with you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm sensing a few months from now that you're right now is not a good.
You'd like one?
Yeah.
That you got
too many balls in the air, and whoever you started a relationship with right now just wouldn't feel good. Okay?
That's kind of what my common sense was telling me, but then there's always this hopeful side to it.
Well, but we're not talking years here. We're talking months, so don't worry about it, okay?
Okay, thank you so
much. You're not going to grow old and gray without a relationship, okay?
Oh, my God. You're right.
Okay, take care. I got to.
All right.
Thank you.
The system's cutting out a little bit, so if I kind of like space out, it's because I'm not hearing for some reason. I think it's AT&T, and I'm going to switch maybe to another carrier because they're not as fast as some other people, and they want to charge you lots of money to be fast, and I don't want to pay lots of money to be fast. Okay, I got a 630 error. I got 630, 650, in some kind of long, exaggerated name that starts looks like it starts with a K. That's an interesting phone number. No, I'm kidding. I know. I know it's not a phone. That's right. Skype person, right? Okay, 6306.
All these numbers.
Hello?
The number.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You're kind of in and out. I don't, you know, so I don't know if you can hear me.
I know. Yeah, I hear you really well. So who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Patty.
So what's going on with Patty?
Well, I called in for I've never had a soul reading. What does my soul have to tell me? I need to know. What direction am I going?
Yeah, let's narrow this down a little bit because you can be all over the place, right? But what I mean by that is there any particular area of your life that you're more concerned about?
Yes, I'd like to know. I'm going to be taking some healing classes. Am I going in the right direction?
Okay, so you're taking healing classes, and you're kind of like, I want to do this, but is it really the thing for my soul? Is it, am I doing this from the soul or ego, basically, right?
Right. I'm retired, and so I need to work on something, and I've been drawn to, like, Reiki and medical intuition, and I'm signing up for classes, and am I doing the right thing?
Yes. Yes, and I'm not trying to just say yes to be nice to you, but I'll give you this first off, and what I'm getting for you and what I'm hearing for you is that
classes that you're drawn to.
It's your soul that opens things up for you. It's not by chance or accident you're taking these classes, okay?
Okay.
So, yes, your head... yeah, I get the word hands-on around you. You like to do hands-on, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it's you're a very comforting person, right?
Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
You have a soothing voice with people too, correct?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
So, yes, you're headed in the right direction. Yes, yes. I don't know how much time you want to put into this, but I
get more of the indicator
of medical intuitive, but you might even want to go into acupressure or acupuncture at some point. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Because you read bodies really well. Like, okay, this is where your disease is. You know, this is where your energy problem is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you might want to take a serious look at some points at meridians, body meridians. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, I do. There are different points on your system that go one way, north and south, east and west.
Yeah,
kind of like a globe?
It's more like a matrix. It's more like a grid, I guess.
Okay, but I understand what you mean, yes.
It has a grid and you have certain cross points in your body, which are energy points, okay?
Yes.
I'm reading this book, and I've read other books on this, and it's a really interesting subject, that science is actually proving that these exist, not just from Eastern studies, but scientists have actually injected into people's body kind of a really light radioactive like liquid, and they trace it through the body, and the material actually crosses, it actually shows up the same meridian points that are in Eastern.
Wow.
You know, it's like the lines are the same place that in Chinese medicine or Asian medicine that would show you, yeah, these are the meridian points. And science is proving where these are at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a validation.
Gotcha.
So yes, go for it.
Okay.
For it.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, I really get the meridians and the acupuncture, acupressure. That would be really good for you. Okay?
Okay. So I'm going in the right direction of the healing path, which is because I'm switching it from retired teacher to now going on the healing path.
Good for you.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question on relationship?
Oh, you're the dynamic.
And do I ever, what about my relationship, right?
Well, it's just with a friend.
I'm teasing a little bit. Okay, a friend. Friends are good. We all want friends.
Will it turn into a loving, caring relationship?
Does this person have a first name?
Darren.
So you want to know if it will develop?
from a friendship into a loving, caring, intimate relationship.
Well, let me give you the expression, and I'm not what I hear and what the picture I see. I see the snail.
Okay.
Which means it's really slow. Like he's really slow. It's like, oh God, will he ever get there? Right.
Yes.
And I'm sensing that he's afraid of the same things you're afraid of.
Oh.
Okay.
Like what?
Well, people are afraid of rejection. They're afraid if they put their heart into something that the other person won't feel the same way about it. If they make that commitment for a relationship, it's romantic and beyond just friends, they'll get rejected. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm not trying to tell you to jump his bones. I'm not giving you that one. I'm not going to go there.
That's what I say. I always want to jump his bones. I'm surprised you picked that up.
Maybe your spirit's trying to tell me, but you can entice, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So you have to initiate here a little bit.
Okay.
Not jump his bones, but initiate. Okay.
Gotcha. Yes.
Because by you initiating, it'll show him. Because men are chickens. We're strange that way. If a woman shows interest in a romantic way in little things. Subtle things that you can do, the man kind of goes, okay, I'm in there. Okay, I got it. She wants me. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because he's afraid.
I lost you. He's afraid what?
You just
want to be a
friend. I lost you. You want to be a friend. That's it. Just friendship.
No, I want it more than that.
Yeah, just an activities partner. He's afraid of that.
Once I initiate it, it can turn into a relationship?
That's what I get. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
But
okay,
you know what? Let me give you this real quick.
Tell me.
By initiating, you'll know yes or no, but I get yes.
Okay.
Because you're in that, I wonder if stage. So.
But just get past the wonder if.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes total sense. I will go for it so that I eventually can jump his bones.
good for you. How fun is that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 64, I'm 62, so I think it's about time we kind of take that snail and push it a little bit further. But thank you for your guidance and help on both counts. I totally appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're into bone jumping today. How fun. Yes. Yeah, that's the problem with people and relationships. I think
about the same age as those folks.
Take the first step because you're all been rejected at the bad relationships. And so, it's like, what am I going to do? Yeah. Okay, so I've been asking the question, do you believe in hell, that there's a hell? And if you think, yeah, but it's like this, I don't take the traditional view of hell. Now, I've heard it from the other point of view, and I have a 650 number. I'm going to be with you in about a minute. So hang in there just a little bit longer. I've heard hell being that it's like a plane of existence that you go to that isn't like exactly like wonderful, but you have to go through a process of healing.
Who you are.
All the psychotic and all the neurotic and all the stuff that you carried with you as a human. So you it's a cleansing place. It's like a stopover versus the permanent place that you're going to. You know what I mean by permanent? It's that permanent place before you come back again. Okay, so that's how I get it. So I'll let Spirit talk to you about that sometime. See what they have to say. That's just the intuition I have about it. I think I've read that somewhere. I think it's from a movie, too. No, the movie was really bad. It was the one with Robin Williams where his wife committed suicide and she went to this really ugly place. But yeah, I kind of agree with what you're saying about the you got to earn your stripes, huh? You got to earn your thing. Well, the negative things in your life. It's yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's they got to get rid yourself of that negative emotional energy that you may have carried with you. Let me take a call because you've been waiting a while. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I actually wrote in the chat room about the heaven and hell thing. I just said, you know, if you're in Texas or India right now, they're pretty much in hell.
They are?
Especially
well,
in
Texas,
India. Well, yeah, in India there's, you heard about them, they're, people are dying, it's like 122 degrees.
Ooh, that's warm. Ooh, that's a
yeah,
tad warm, isn't
I know.
It? So,
totally.
Yeah, Texas,
I know. I'm feeling for those people. I just send them, you know, good energy and a little bit of fog.
A little bit of fog.
I know. That's
and Texas is
yeah.
under, Austin is underwater, or one of those places. Yes.
I know, yeah.
Us
so
people in California,
are getting some help.
We're jealous of any kind of water that people have.
Oh,
okay.
I know. That's just not fair.
So what's going on,
even
Carol?
It out. Give us some and them less, yeah.
Where do you live?
But I'm doing okay today, but I have a question about a friend. I have a girlfriend's daughter who lost
going
a baby last week. I know, yeah, you are going
no,
in and
where do
out,
you live?
Yeah. And you were last week. I was listening
so
to your
where,
show,
where,
and yeah.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
this
I think
girl lost a baby last
I
week. Just, oh, yeah, probably.
What do you do? What do you do?
I have. Oh, what do I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm retired.
Okay. So I asked
I worked
you where,
in the freight business for many years.
Where do
I don't
you
know.
Live,
you're blanking
Carol?
In and out, so I'm only getting part of your question. Sorry.
Where do you live?
Oh, where do I live? I live in the Bay Area.
Okay. So I got it. Oh, by San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm like in between San Jose and San Francisco.
Yes, Silicon Valley.
They used to call
so
it God's country, but yeah, it's getting a little crowded.
And expensive.
Oh, yeah, that
so,
too.
So, Carol, what's going on? What's going on? How can I help you?
Well,
you?
I have a girlfriend's daughter who lost a baby last week, and I wanted to see if you see her getting pregnant again. And she's
really
actually in the L.A. area. Her name is Melissa.
She really wants it, doesn't she?
She does. She's yeah. She's,
but she's
pretty old.
But she's really. But she's really frightened right now. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I get this really
baby,
scared.
Yeah.
So yes, but it's a little ways.
It's
okay,
a little ways.
So it won't be like this year.
I hate predictions like this. Okay, let me just
well,
give you this.
Well, she's 40 years old, so that's why we're wondering.
2016 is a good year to have a baby, so birth. So she could be pregnant this year sometime, but 2016 is a year of giving birth. Well, it has to be. She couldn't give birth this year anyway if she's not pregnant.
No, she couldn't. No, she'd have to
not,
get pregnant this year.
It's physically impossible.
Yeah.
Well, it's possible, but not unlikely.
Yeah. Okay,
okay,
so she will
yeah,
get
she,
pregnant again. That's
like,
good.
Yeah, it feels like a spring baby. A spring baby. March, something like that.
Oh. Okay, so then probably pregnant by September. Okay, that's good news. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, predictions are only as good as the people want to follow through, and especially if you got a prediction for somebody who isn't even calling in. And I can tell them that the universe is saying, yeah, this is going to happen. Now, they obviously have to do something to make it happen, right? You know, they just don't, yeah, okay.
What were you talking about? We're talking about hell and heaven.
And half the show is gone. And okay, so what's this article say? This is from beliefnet.com. What do you think? American church historian Barton Marty wrote, hell has disappeared, and no one has noticed. For liberal Protestants, writes Webster, hell began to fade in the 19th century among, and blah, blah, blah. So we won't get into all that. So 40, nearly 46% felt preaching about hell to unbelievers is in poor taste. Whoa. This article is kind of lean toward, you know, maybe they should be bring back
the hell, the fire, and see, only
9% of Americans believe in hell, compared with 74% who believe in heaven. That's a Pew survey thing. But I don't believe in the traditional hell. And, you know, I've watched these shows on History Channel or whatever it is, and they talk about people actually believe that there's this physical place that you can go to and you're physically alive. Okay, so I'm going to go quickly through this article and give you a little bit more about what theologians are saying and about hell right now, and if I can find the specific pages I want to look for. But don't look at hell, and it's you might even say that reasonable people, the physical concept, because we know so much more about the planet, we know so much about the physical Earth, that there being a physical place on the planet is just like, what? Out of the question. You know, like 300, 400 years ago, people didn't have geologists and, you know, weren't probing into the Earth looking for oil and looking for this and looking for that. Now, we kind of go, nah. So we basically, I'm not going to get into this whole article. Okay, theologians would say, this is stuff. Tens of millions of young people in the culture seem to have no fear of God. Where is the fear of God in our society? I don't think we need a fear of God. I think we need a love of God and a respect for God or the universe. However, okay, so nobody likes hell. That's the basic comment. I'm not going to get into too much in this article because it just, it felt very mean-spirited as more and more I got into it about hell. Okay, so back to where we were at. Any other questions and comments? But let me give you something more inspirational because this is kind of negative. Okay? Okay, so
bring inspiration, right? This is cool.
Everyday moments can be a catalyst to inspire both the big, small changes in your life. Stopping to take a moment to allow yourself to be open to the world around you can be the first step in a new attitude and improved outlook on your future. Whoa. Good. This is from BeliefNet.com, and I don't know who the author is. And they never really give me the author of these articles. And these are little things to look for. It's not the big stuff. It's not the prize. It's not the publisher's sweepstakes or the lotto winnings that can make you feel more inspired about life. It's the little
things really nice. And think about these, okay?
Receiving a smile from a stranger. It may sound odd, but smiling back at someone whose only intention is to be pleasant is a natural reaction. So smile and you'll get a smile back. Sometimes you have to initiate smiles. That's funny. I laugh about that because I live in an area where there's a lot of scientists near Caltech and a lot of brainiacs and a lot of astrophysicists and all that fun stuff. And they're not always smiling. Their kind of heads are in the clouds. But just smiling at people, you get that smile back. And that can be a bit inspiration, just to smile.
A child's laugh. There is a certain
innocence reflected in child's laughter that can conquer feelings of unhappiness. It reminds everyone to think at a more simple level. So, I mean, they've got all these YouTube videos you can go to. You can go to the park. You can listen to children laugh. And how do anybody who says that a laughing child doesn't make them feel better, I don't think they're human. Yeah, what do you think? Anybody disagree with that a laughing child is like this really cool thing and you just feel better for listening to a child laugh, right? What do you think? I think so. We've got a few more.
Anybody have any questions? What do you think about hell? I think I read
comments. Yes, you retirees, right? All these retirees out there. You got to get busy. I'm kidding. Yes, you got to get busy. So laughing children, go to the park, listen to. Okay, this is a good one. And this can make you inspire in your life to maybe do the same thing. Witnessing an unsolicited act of kindness. Sometimes when we start to doubt the good in others, a quick reminder is all that is needed to realize that there are others in the world who wants to help.
You know, pushing the little button across the street
It could be opening a door for somebody, people that do the little things. We're not looking for the big stuff here, but just little acts of kindness that people do. You know, I'm kind of into altruism, of being altruistic, and this whole idea of meditating on that concept is just doing things without expecting something back. You know, we've got in this society where if we do something for somebody, that hopefully they're going to pay us back, right? And the attitude is, no, just do it because you want to do it, because you love, because
something from somebody, for somebody.
I'm not going to get anything in return. There's no rewards other than an internal feeling of feeling good and happiness that goes with sharing and giving to other people. It doesn't have to be monetary. You can hold the door open, right? Having someone say thank you. Feeling unappreciated can be overcome when you receive a simple thank you for what you have done. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that true? Somebody says thank you. But the thank you thing means that you have to do something to get the thank you, doesn't it? You
have to put yourself out a little bit.
Right? So if you want somebody to say thank you, you help somebody. The picture is somebody, a lady, went and helped an older lady at her home or something like that, or did something for somebody, picked up some groceries or whatever it is. So she got a thank you back. You have to initiate to get thank yous, don't you? I think so. Okay, the next one. Let's see what's going on with you folks in here. Okay. We got a comment in the chat room. I was in charge of announcements in school, and all I did was start the announcement on the intercom with laughter. I
had the whole school laughing for a
That sounds beautiful. Do you see? Yeah, that sounds really lovely. Isn't that a cool way to do it? Start the day with a bunch of laughter. It lightens everybody up, puts everybody in a whole different frame of mind, even those who skip breakfast, right? Okay. What are we doing? Okay, getting recognition at work. Working long hours to feel like no one noticed can be reversed when you get recognition. Now, I would say that, you know, you want to reverse it a little bit. Getting recognition is cool. Recognition is cool, but you have to give recognition to get recognition.
Yeah, and that's almost like the
opposite of altruism, but it's being altruistic. But really, you have to be a person who receives well, too. And that's the kind of words I get is you have to be a good receiver of it. If somebody, people are giving you recognition, you have to appreciate, thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Versus being all grumpy about it. You know, just be a good receiver. Just to be a really good receiver. Okay, I like this next one. I would be careful with it. Hearing a song that brings a happy memory. Music can be